Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical, sometimes.
Right, so we're here today because we are going to go through the backing tracks that we have on musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
Yes, they're all there, ready for you to use, and we're planning to put more up as and when they come along.
In the meantime, though, Joe.
Yes.
What is the difference between working to backing tracks and working with a live musician?
It's a very good question, Heather. Well, clearly a backing track can't respond to mistakes. That would be the most fundamental thing.
Would it be fair to say that you would recommend, if you have the option to use a musician, to always use a musician?
Of course.
I would have thought so too.
Yeah. Backing tracks are somewhat of a last resort, I would say, for actual performances. Because if you get out of time with a backing track, it's not going to change. So, live musician, if they're in any way worth their salt, is going to keep an ear on what's going on. And if you go out of time, they should sort of try and adjust to what's going on.
And respond and support.
Exactly. So, should we just start and see what happens?
Yeah, let's see. Well, we need a subject though, don't we?
Well, we need a subject. We're going to do a blues then.
Is it blues first?
First one. Blues is first.
Okay. How about the androgyny blues?
The androgyny blues. Perfect.
Okay.
Just for your interest, on the website it says that there's a 16-second introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by 4 verses of a 12-bar blues. And then an outro.
So we'll probably do 2 verses each.
I would have thought that was about right.
Okay. When I feel like a failure, 'cause I make everybody feel sick. And I tell you what that is, everyone. A chick with a dick. Ooh, yeah. I've got the androgyny blues.
Well, I tell you something. In bed, I do the best that I can. But the problem is, it can be quite hard to tell if I'm a real man. To use the blues backing track.
Booze. That's how to use the booze.
That's how to use the booze when you're singing.
I thought that was going to have an extra outro bit.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because I did too.
Right.
Oh yeah, we've got the androgyny blues. I don't know what being a sheep has anything to do with androgyny.
A sheep?
Yeah, but it came into my head, well, so I sang it.
Fair enough.
The androgynous sheep, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Also, I'm sure androgyny means actually unidentifiable.
Yeah, neither male nor female. So my first verse was relevant.
I don't think any of mine were.
No, you just took the theme of cocks and went with that. It's fair enough.
Yeah, sorry everyone.
Oh God, you know what's next?
What?
It's the bloody hoedown.
Oh no. Okay, so what's the subject for the hoedown?
Subject for the hoedown. Well, there's a hoedown with a long intro and there's a hoedown with a short intro, so we're going to have to do both.
Okay, well, I was
thinking...
I don't know how many times it does,
but...
Since the last one ended with sheep,
yes.
I was thinking the subject could be, like, farming or something.
Farming. Okay. Should we have a little think about that?
Yeah. Okay. Right, hang on.
Okay, so this is hoedown with a long intro.
Okay.
I thought it might go. So this is thinking time. Sorry, I genuinely wasn't. I think it does loads of them. There's 3 minutes of that, of hoedowns.
Should we, for a laugh, should we just keep going?
Do the whole thing?
Yeah, just see what happens.
Should we pick a new subject?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh my god.
The whole thing, we'll just...
3 minutes of hoedowns.
We'll just talk shit.
Okay. So, this is 3 minutes worth of hoedowns. Oh my god.
This may never
I can
see
tell
the
you
light
right
of day.
Now that most of mine are going to be totally unintelligible.
Good, then.
Yeah, I was pleased with mine, yeah.
No thinking time. So, what's the subject?
By the way, that strange noise in the background is my fucking rabbit.
Okay. This is professional hazard.
So, we'll have to have the rabbit hoedown, I guess.
What, really?
Yeah.
The rabbit hoedown?
Yeah.
For 3 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay, here goes, the rabbit hoedown. Accompanied by the sound.
That is not a lie. Let's put your rabbit into a pie.
Oh my god, let's keep it going.
Yes.
What is a rabbit? I ask you, ma'am. I think a book was written about it by Richard Adams. Don't look at me with that stupid frown. It was that book called Watership Down.
Hey, I think that one was really good. It was sweeter. But I know a story about a rabbit who's called Peter. Oh gosh, it would be better if it was about an otter. But that's because she's stupid. That stupid Beatrix Potter. Stupid Beatrix Potter.
Oh my god. Wow. Can I just apologise now for anyone who tries to sing along with that at home? Because that is a nightmare.
Yeah, but you'd have a team, wouldn't you? And you'd have to do
even
one each.
Even then. I mean, I don't know how many that is. That's the 3-minute hoedown. That's got to be a challenge. I lay that down.
Jesus.
Please, please, if you can sing on your own or with someone else without preparing to that, you deserve serious medals and mentions on this podcast.
Oh, dear me.
I'm not sure if we'll allow you to hear everything that we've just sung, or whether I'll cut some of it out.
We'll soon find out.
Yes, we will. But apologies if we have put all of that on there, because some of it was just laughter.
Appalling.
Yeah.
Really appalling.
And I will say Heather did put me off. I seem to think one of mine made absolutely no sense at all.
I think a few of mine didn't.
Good.
The one about the pie was my low.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. banker and wanker. I mean,
oh no, that
really
was my low.
I mean,
I know.
Yeah.
What's next?
Okay. Next is the hoedown with a short introduction.
How long does this go on for?
Probably about the same amount of time.
All right, fine.
We're going to do it again?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is about children.
Children, okay. This is 3.5 minutes long.
Is it longer than the last one?
I think it was.
Oh god.
That's it.
Got some children, I think they're really cool. Every day I pick them up and take them to the school. But one day when I had an awful cough, I picked them up, but I didn't drop them off.
My wife is called Lydia, sometimes I call her Liz. We thought it would be a good idea to have a couple of kids. Then since then it turns out to be fair, but in actual fact it's a bloody nightmare.
I am middle class and I have two children's names. One is called something, the other is called James. The other one I didn't tell you about, her name is Magenta. Oh, and by the way, we ate both their placentas. I told you I've lost it.
Anymore. I'm going to pretend I'm dead and lie down on the floor.
So now I am just singing and I don't have a plan. I can give birth though because I'm not a man. Maybe later I'll listen to a song by Wheatus because it might be good for my fetus.
Okay. got God's gift in there.
That was rubbish.
What?
God's gift?
God's gift. God's gift, you know, children. You had one about paedophiles?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gutted we didn't hear that one. That would have been great.
It was really tasteful.
Yeah, I bet it was, yeah.
Oh, come on, you can't do a whole day about children without mentioning paedophiles.
You might not be able
to. It's comedy gold.
Yeah? Oh, isn't it? Right.
What's next?
That's done. Next is Hush Little Baby.
Oh, God.
That's fine. Hush Little Baby's fine.
Right. So Hush Little Baby, you're basically, you're associating with your partner and then you are rhyming with your own association.
Yeah, that's true. It works a little bit like this. Ones in there.
Yeah.
A couple of ones I had to ditch just before opening my mouth as well.
Good.
Often the way it goes with Hush Little Baby, I'm afraid. Okay. Next we have a happy tagline song.
Right.
This has a 13-second introduction and two verses. The bridge is slower and more downbeat, and then there are two more verses. Beware the final verse, as some of the chords have changed.
So hang on, it goes verse, verse, bridge, verse, verse.
It does.
Jesus,
I like to keep you on your toes. If you want to find out more about how tagline song works, then listen to our podcast on bridges. That's what it says.
So it goes verse, verse, bridge, verse, verse.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll go first this time.
Okay, and we'll share the bridge.
All right.
And this is about happy tagline song.
Happy!
Called The Earth From The Air.
Last flight, there's the thunder.
can see the lightning flash.
Well, I have to, I guess, lock myself in the bathroom with the stewardess. Oh gosh, follow me in there if you dare. I can see the earth from the air.
Well, there's chorus song.
Right, go on then.
This is a really tricky one to sing over, so good luck. The rhythm is syncopated and strong, and the final choruses contain a key change and an elongated finish. If you can nail this one, then you can sing over anything.
Okay, Come to My Party, this is called.
Come to My Party. It's gonna be crap. Why don't you come around later and play? You know it is a very special day. And if you come round, you'll make me feel fine. Why don't you bring some chocolate biscuits and a bottle of wine?
Yes, I know that it will fill my dreams. We'll get together.
Interesting that it's quite an unusual structure, because you have the key change in the middle of that chorus, and then you're not quite sure whether the last chorus is going to be the same because you've done your key change already.
Mm.
So what we did is sort of
a post-chorus.
Wing it to, because we didn't know how long it was going to be, which I think was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And tricky key change. I think we both had a little moment of like...
little wobble there.
Little wobble, but I think we got away with it.
Did we?
I think so. Well, we'll let the listeners be the judge of that, shall we?
Yes, be the judge of that.
Be the judge of that, and then, well, yeah. Well, whatever, be harsh. Okay, so, folks, here we go. The final backing track at the moment on the website is the Sondheim backing track. Now, we have heard this a couple of times, but I have to say that's probably not a great advantage.
No.
Because it goes all over the place.
Can I just say, I think we should sing this about the fact that you are late to pick up your daughter from her after school
club. That's a good idea, yeah, okay. It says, an improvised piano track in the style of the great composer Stephen Sondheim. Songwriter, really, I'd describe him. Well, he's a composer as well. Now, this really is a challenge to sing over this, as there is no leeway between the musician and the performer, as would usually help on stage.
That's very poor grammar. Change that.
Here are the timings. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's not going to make any
It's not going to make any difference at all.
Okay. The song goes on. There's lots of different moods. It's
4 minutes 20 long, and me and Heather are going to do it as a duet about the fact that I'm late picking up my daughter.
Look at the time.
Reason.
That's because she's there at her after school club, looking out the window, waiting for you. And all you do is sit here in the sink.
Thank you very much for making me feel so guilty. All the time I am singing the song. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Is that it's very hard to move on from singing about the same thing.
Mm.
So in the middle, I sort of tried to make a deliberate choice. I think we even sang Let's Move On.
Yeah.
Because you're scrambling so much to sing the same thing, and it's so percussive and rhythmic.
Mm.
It's tempting just to sing the same words all the time. Whereas to actually go into a narrative, I think, is far more interesting.
I think we did a pretty good job. I mean, I think if you sing, from my point of view, doing something like that, if you sing something different the whole way through,
yeah,
then the audience or someone listening to the song doesn't have anything to grab onto.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair. It's got to have a theme.
I thought the wasting time theme was quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have developed that.
Yeah. Well, okay, that is how to use our backing tracks. Maybe not exactly like that.
No.
But that's the idea.
That's the idea.
They're there to use. You know, what have I done here? I've plugged my phone into some speakers and we've sat in our room and we've sung some songs.
Yeah.
That's great. We'd love you to do that. The other thing we're doing is hanging a microphone up and recording them. We would also love you to do that.
We'd bloody love it if you did that.
Or just record it on your phone. I know people are worried about recording quality and things like that, but really, that's not the spirit of it, is it?
No.
Just go and do it.
We have had an entry to our Sondheim challenge.
We totally have, from Nathan.
Nathan, don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you.
We totally haven't forgotten. We just need some more people to commit to the Sondheim challenge. In fact, we've just done one.
Yeah, there's two in the bag.
We're going to get more Maydays to do one. And when we have enough to make a podcast out of, then we'll have a listen to some and sort of look at how they work.
Yeah.
I really want to do some more as well. I really enjoyed playing that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play some more. So look out for them. Look out for more backing tracks on the website. And we've been Musical Improv Comedy.
Thanks for listening. If you've got anything you want to say to us, be it abuse or submissions.
Or compliments.
You can send them to openyourmouthandsing@gmail.com.
Yes. And if you haven't already visited our website, it's www.musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk. And these podcasts you can subscribe to on iTunes by just looking for Sing It. That's what we are.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I've got the keyboard here as well. Hello, keyboard.
Hello, keyboard.
So, you know, he might join in.
The Starship Enterprise. Oh, I don't know.
I think it might be a he.
I've always thought of the Starship Enterprise as a he.
Yeah, me too.
But I think of your piano as a she.
Does it have a cock?
No.
No, it's got more slots than cocks.
Seriously, are we having this conversation? He laughs upon point duty, he laughs upon his beat.